In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. 1, 2, 3. Ha! The scripture says, "There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. It shall not be moved. It shall not be moved." There is a river, and we want the river to flow this morning so that we would get into the river and be healed and be blessed and be delivered in Jesus' name.
The river is created and it flows from heaven, and its substance is the glory of God. The glory of God is the atmosphere of heaven. So, Lord, let the river flow today. Let it flow from this radio broadcast into everyone's car, apartment, headphones, Lord. Let today be a day of changing, that we are changed into the image of your Son, Father, that we become like Jesus on this earth, and the anointing flows from the crown of our head to the bottom of our feet.
The river flows, and the river gives life. The river gives life. How we need the life of God in these days. The river flows, and the river gives life. But you've got to come into the river. You've got to come into the river. You've got to come into the river. And we're going to sing river songs that come into the river, and you can join us. And if you don't know how they go, just hum, 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 hum. Orianda la manderia, Orianda. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are God Almighty. You are all powerful. You are all loving. You are all everything, Lord. I am rich again.
And let the lost
men say, I've been found again. Oh, the flow.
Let it flow, Lord. And let the blind
men say, I can see again. Let the dead man say, I've been born again. Oh, river, flow.
Let it flow.
Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Let the river flow.
Spirit, come.
Holy Spirit, come. Move in power. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. I am rich again.
And let the
lost
men
say, I've been found again. Oh, river, flow.
Let
the blind man say, I can see again.
And let the
dead man say, I've been born again. Let the river flow. flow.
The river is releasing healing. Healing now.
The river flows. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Holy Spirit, come. Move in power. Let the river flow. Let the river flow.
Let the river flow.
Let the river flow.
Let your river flow, Lord.
Let the river flow.
Let the river flow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Holy Spirit, come. Move in power. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Let the river flow.
Let the river flow.
Let the river flow.
Let the river flow. Sweet Jesus, let the river flow.
Revelation 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They shall need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light. And they shall reign forever and ever.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The river flows from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb. Get into the river today. Get renewed. Get restored. Get revitalized. Get into the river today. Get into the river today. We need the river. Let the river flow.
Lord, let your holy river flow.
Let your 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 river flow. Iriandala Manderia, Sikorava Santa, Iriandala Manderia, Sidiandada Dea, Oriandada Dea Ka. Thank you, God. Oriandada Dea, Sidianda. Thank you, Jesus. The river is flowing. Get into the river. Oh, yes. Dance in the river. Jump in the river. Praise in the river. The river is flowing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Praise.
Why don't you talk about and tell people how to get into the river with praise and worship?
Yes, you get into the river by praising God, by worshiping God. That's how you get into the river. It doesn't happen any other way. So you join us in praise. You say, I don't know these songs. Well, hum, Sing out loud, hallelujah. Do whatever you need to do so you get into the river. The Lord is restoring eyes. Eyes are being restored in the name of Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come.
O Namaya Veso.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Sorrow.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Maya Namarema.
I'm thirsty, Lord.
All who are
weak, come to the fountain in the stream of life. Let the pain and the sorrow be washed all away.
Oh, Mamaya.
Let the waves of his mercy as deep cries out in deep. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Someone with an irregular heart is being healed now.
Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Holy
Spirit, come.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come.
Holy Spirit, come. Come with your love. Come with your power. Come with your healing. Healing, healing of shoulders in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. Healing of stomach issues now by the power of the blood of the Lamb in Jesus' name. Legs being healed in Jesus' name. Move those legs. You'll see you're being healed in Jesus' name.
Spirit of excellence be released. In the glory of God, we can receive the spirit of excellence. We may not always need healing, but God wants us to be upright and live an excellent and abundant life. Spirit of victory be released now. Victory in every area of your life. Victory in the glory. Holy Spirit, you are so wonderful. Jesus, you are worthy. You are our King. You are our Maker, Lord. To get into the glory, we praise until we ascend to heaven. And then we begin to worship the Lord. And as we worship the Lord, he releases the atmosphere of heaven upon earth. Jesus says, my children, I have such a plan for you. I have such a plan. You were created to carry my glory, to carry my divine life, to carry all of heaven so you can release it to whoever you come across. You are nothing more than the carrier of my glory. Oh, Mama Rama Yaveso, Namama Roma Yaya. Hearts are being healed now. The spirit of abuse, I bind it in Jesus' name and I command it to leave now. Spirit of abuse, leave now. Every spirit of witchcraft, leave in Jesus' name. Every spirit of rebellion must go in Jesus' name. Every spirit of lack and poverty, go now in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' name, the name above every name. Remember what it says in Psalm 46. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. That's where he lives, in the river. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. Do you know that God is in the midst of you, in your heart, if you are born again, if you have received the Holy Spirit? God is in your heart. You do not even have to look up, because you look in the middle where your heart is. That's where God is. That's where God is. That's where God is.
So in these moments, Jesus and the Holy Spirit, he wants to encounter you more than you could ever want to encounter him. He loves you infinitely more than we could ever love him, because he loves with the love of a God. He loves with the perfect love. The perfect love of God drives out all fear. So in these moments, fear must leave. Everything of earth must leave you. And you let the Lord empty you so he can fill you with heaven, so he can fill you with his divine life, why he created you. When God created this earth, he told Adam, let you have dominion. When we receive Jesus, we get back dominion and authority of our thoughts, our feelings, of ourselves. We receive healing. We receive all of heaven. Lord, release this impartation of the divine life. God wants you to see yourself as he sees you. He sees you as his beloved child. He knows that. He wants you to know that you have a good father, that he'll provide for all your needs. You just want to be in the river and be like a sponge, not be a rock. If you drop a rock in the river, it can't absorb any of the water. But when you drop a sponge in the river of God, it gets absorbed in the glory. Let the glory now absorb you. Be absorbed in the glory. Open up your heart. Open up your heart. Any disappointments, let them go. Any traumas, let them go. Every rejection, leave now. These are all just blockers. God doesn't want you to be blocked. He wants you to be free. Unless you are like a child, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Children are free, and they play, and they frolic, and they love. God is not a serious God. He's a fun God. Jesus loves to play and dance and just release heaven into you. So, Holy Spirit, do it now.
Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Come within your people. Your people need you, Lord, during these days. Your people need you during these days. Do not hide from them. Hide not your face from your people, Lord. Just show them your love. Let them know that they're loved with an everlasting love. When Jesus was in the Jordan, the scripture says, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." That's what Jesus says to you. Thou art my beloved daughter, my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Get into the river. Sing songs to the Lord. Sing songs. There is a river that flows from God above. There is a fountain that's filled with God's great love. I come to these waters. There is a vast supply. There is a river which never shall run dry. There was a thirsty woman.
she came drawing at the well. Then she met the master, her joy no tongue could tell. He told her of the waters that she would drink, and then, because of its great power, she would never thirst again. Come on, there is a river. There is a river that filled with God's great love. There is a fountain that's filled with God's great love. I come to these waters. There is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry.
Hallelujah. The Lord never wants you to run dry. He wants to fill you and fill you and fill you more and more, day by day, moment by moment, second by second. God is always moving. He always wants you to see Him moving in your life. He wants you to continue to be inflowed by the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit now. And we live in this atmosphere of praise and worship. It is so important that we praise the Lord, that we worship the Lord. I got out of the season of praising God and was in going into contemplation and deeper prayer, which is good, but God has taken me back and He's reminded me, my son, live in praise to me. Every day, wake up and praise me. Then worship me so I can fill you with my glory, so I can fill you with my kingdom, so I can fill you with my love, so I can release heaven into you. We bless you. You are so worthy, Jesus. You are so worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy of our praise.
Worthy is the Lamb. We want to invite you to the School of the Holy Spirit, July 16th to the 22nd. And you look up daysofglory.org. daysofglory.org. We're going to be there at Anna Maria College in Paxton, Mass, praising God until worship comes, and worship until the glory comes. The 16th to the 22nd of July, the School of the Holy Spirit. It is a school where you learn how to minister, where you learn how to pray for people, where you learn how to deliver people. It is a school, so come to the school. It's a whole week that we have every summer, and we need you to be there. When is it? From July 16th to the 22nd. Yes, and it's called the School of the Holy Spirit, daysofglory.org, daysofglory.org, daysofglory.org.
It's a school in which you learn how to live the life of heaven upon earth, where you begin to enter into eternity, that for eternity you're going to be praising God, you're going to be worshiping God, you're going to be releasing the kingdom of God. And why not step into the eternal realm now? Why not step into your destiny in a greater measure now? Why not be healed so you can heal? Why not receive the power of God so you can release the power of God? Why not be filled with the love of God so you can impart the love of God? First, Jesus, He comes as a Savior. But after we are saved, we are called to be a Savior to others through releasing what Jesus has given to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. We don't save anyone, but we inhabit. We are the tabernacles of God. It used to be the Ark of the Covenant. Today, you are the Ark of the Covenant. You house Jesus in your heart. You house the Holy Spirit in your breath. You breathe out the Holy Spirit upon everyone you come across. So in these last minutes, Father's going to just release and breathe the Holy Spirit upon you.
Oh, wonderful Holy Spirit, breathe upon your people today. Let them know experientially your love, your power, your mercy, your healing. Breathe on your people today with the breath of life. Some of them are feeling have no life. Breathe upon those people with the breath of life because they want to love you. They need you to touch them. So breathe upon them. Breathe upon them, breath of God, in Jesus' holy name.
I speak in Jesus' name for the anointing to fill you. I speak freedom over every area of your life, restoration of families, restoration of finances. I speak the glory of God now to inflow every atom of your body. And every cell in your body be electrified by the Holy Spirit. I command every cell in your body to be healed now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, another inflow of the Holy Spirit and a baptism of fire. We release it now in Jesus' name. www.daysofglory.org. Come with us and step into your destiny.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.